More of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
And as the host of the show, I have certain obligations, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Hey, Madonna, this is Kid Craddock. Hi.
Hi. I think we've spoken before, right?
Yeah, we have. A couple times.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, Madonna. We were so afraid we were making you wait, and we apologize.
You were.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We apologize for that.
Who was your pick in the Super Bowl? I mean, who did you really want to win?
I wanted the Giants to win. I'm a New Yorker.
Do you find it a compliment that everybody that it was the most watched Super Bowl of all time, or anything on TV for that matter, and that people were calling it more of a Madonna concert than the Super Bowl?
The Madonna Bowl, you mean?
Yes.
The Madonna Bowl?
Yeah, I found that a compliment. I was told by several people not to be insulted if everybody left during halftime to get hot dogs.
Oh, man.
So I was expecting the worst.
I was at the gym, and I ran into a guy who's a TV reporter who was in Indianapolis. And he said, first thing was, how could anybody not like that show? He said, everybody in there loved it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't think that came through to the viewer that we could tell, because there's just so many people and you know, and the cameras are on the field. That's the first thing he said. The second thing was he talked to one of your choreographers, and he said, how's it like to work with Madonna? And he said, it's great, but she is an absolute perfectionist. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, but, you know, I mean, I think it is a fair assessment, but I think to pull a show off like that where there's so much room for error and so many variables and, you know, everything's a ticking clock. You have 8 minutes to set up the stage, 12 minutes, 40 seconds to do your show, and then 7 minutes to strike it. You have to rehearse everything like 1,000 times over and over again. So that way, if you do get thrown a curveball, you know how to deal with it.
I just don't know where you got all those gladiators. That was truly the most impressive entrance I've ever seen.
That was the hardest part of my job, actually. We started the casting process last December. I was nervous that we were going to find 150 well-built men in Indianapolis.
I have the same concern.
In Indianapolis, there's the key.
I was deeply concerned. I think some of them may have come even further than Indianapolis.
Yeah.
We did have to make some cuts.
You had to bust in hotties, huh?
We had to bust in some hotties. And, you know, there were better ones than others. But I have to say, I was really impressed by them. And they were not afraid of the relentless rehearsals I put them through.
There you go.
Those gladiators were volunteers. The choir was volunteers. The drumliners were volunteers. And they were all so great. And I was incredibly lucky.
Did you invite them all over to, like, your house or something later?
She doesn't live in Indianapolis.
Well, I'm just
after
saying.
Party.
Yeah. I rented a very large jet, and I brought them all back to New York. You're still in my house. I can't.
Oh, that's amazing. Madonna, the first time that I spoke to you, that we spoke to you 17 years ago, you told me that when the student was ready, the teacher would appear. And we're still
very good. Very good. You kept that.
Yeah, we're still waiting. is he late? What's the deal with the teacher?
I appeared. I was in the middle of the Super Bowl. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
No, it was in reference. I was taking some antidepressants at the time, and I was trying to get off of them and going through therapy. And that's when you. I think that was when you
Oh, really? Are you off of them?
Oh, yes, I'm off of them.
I'm on them.
But I think that was when you were first starting into the Kabbalah that you sort of, that was about the same time we were talking to you before it was made public that you were involved in Kabbalah, which you still are. Mm-hmm. And it's really made an obvious difference for you, I think, in your personality. You just seem much more calmer and more zen, which is not a Kabbalah thing.
No. Well, I don't know if it's a Kabbalah thing, but I do think it's possibly a life experience thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A self-examination thing.
Joining the meeting.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Show.
Hey. Hey.
Okay, does everybody off their antidepressants now?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, apparently another radio show has come in. I think we should just let them join us.
Is this a drug-free conversation?
Oh, not at all. No, I'm on mine. Believe me.
I'm on caffeine. I will tell you that. I admit to that.
Okay, I am too. I think I might be on a bit of Guarana.
You know who needs Prozac? That little Elton John. What's his deal?
Whoa.
What is his deal?
Easy, Tiger.
What's his deal? I was blown away by that.
I don't really know. That's a mystery to me.
I was blown away by that, watching the red carpet show.
I mean, imagine if everybody responded that way when they lost the contest.
Madonna, this was before they even awarded the award. This is like he said, you know.
She's got no chance.
She has no chance. I'm like, really? Did Elton John just say that to Carson Daly? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I guess he got up on the wrong side of the bed that day.
He
doesn't like it when I win.
I think he's secretly hot for you. That's what I think.
I do love the fact that you wrote those children's books. My daughter loves them, and she even has some of the English Roses clothing line. She loves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not making that up.
We're just jumping all over on the subject.
I know.
What are your thoughts on...
Because you think of Elton John as an English Rose, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
What are your thoughts on North America?
What?
I don't know. We're jumping around.
Okay.
Did you hear
Let's
that?
Talk about something.
Let's talk about your tour.
Worthwhile.
Okay. Your tour. That's worthwhile.
The world tour begins May 29th in Tel Aviv. And we were talking, Jenna was mentioning the other day that Israel has a campaign not to start a nuclear war until after the Madonna tour.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, they want to get their chance to see
you. There's some practical thinking there.
Well, they need a little help, Madonna, because they only have like 295 likes on their Facebook page. So you need to spread it out for them.
Don't let a war happen before you get there, Madonna.
I just, you know, I really want to go to Tel Aviv, so I hope nothing happens. I don't want Israel to go to war with Iran, period.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really wants that.
But you're going into
a heck of a flight delay.
You're going to be going all over certain parts of the country that has a lot of conflict. Are you a little bit nervous about that?
I mean, I've played Israel many times. I actually like going to the Middle East. Yeah.
Cool.
Call me crazy. Basically, my tour is all about stopping war.
Good.
Everywhere I go,
I'm going to put, a peace sign on a flag and hope that my music's going to bring people together.
Well, at the end of your Super Bowl performance, the message was world peace.
That's world peace.
That's right. People are even suggesting this might be the last tour.
Who said that?
A lot of people are whispering that you're going out with one big grand hurrah.
What, are we still going to listen to people whispering?
Yes, we can't help ourselves.
I love whispering.
I wouldn't miss you anyway because,
How about if we whisper the end of the interview?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Is this the most random, dumb interview you've ever done? Yeah.
No, it's definitely not the dumbest interview.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's pretty random, though.
Yeah, it is.
There is no kind of form to it.
Yeah, I know. That's
sorry.
There's no focus.
Oh,
no,
that's tired.
That kind of embodies our show, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there is a medication for people who can't focus.
I'm on it.
see how well it's working?
Yeah, it's not taking.
I think it's
right
called
now.
Concerta.
Oh, no, I took Adderall and Prozac and Wellbutrin and Lexapro.
Oh, but man.
I do have a cousin named Concerta. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys. Madonna, are you, with Nicki Minaj being on your new single, are your schedules going to coincide at all for her to be on tour with you?
Well, she rapped on two of my songs on my record, not just Give Me All Your Lovin', but I have another track called I Don't Give A, which she does a rap on, which is really cool. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to film her for it. So in a way, she will be on tour with me if that happens.
Is it true that Britney has a song on this record with you?
No, I don't know who started that one.
I did.
The same people that said this was your last tour.
Rumor.
It's all over the internet, Madonna.
No.
You need to take care of that. It's all over the internet.
No, the only guest artists I have on my record are M.I.A. and Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Speaking of M.I.A.
What should be doing with it?
Would you put her on your next album? Would you put her on your next album?
I don't think so.
Yeah. God, I put her in there with Elton John.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't think she meant to offend me.
Oh, wait a minute, Madonna. She called me on Friday and she said, I'm going to break the world record for flipping off the most people at once.
No,
she
did not. I don't think she planned to do that.
I made
that
up.
That was like a nervous tick.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a rumor that you fussed at her afterwards.
Did I what?
That you fussed at her.
Fussed at her? Well, I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Well, why would you be? So what'd you say to her?
Exactly. What did you exactly say?
I just said, why'd you have to go and do a thing like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't get it.
And she was apologetic about it?
Yeah.
Good.
She was.
Okay. I won't belabor the topic, even though I know it's your favorite. All right. Don't miss We. It tells a story. Well, you know the story. I mean, we've all seen the previews.
Don't know the story. Tell the story.
I know the story. It's about Wallace Simpson, right, and King Edward.
The king gave up his throne for her. He gave it up for love, Kocratic.
I went and looked at the castle.
The man who gave up the throne for the woman he loved.
How dare
he? A great act of sacrifice and love. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I went to the fabric store once with my wife during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, you can relate to the film.
I'm taking time away from whoever this next show is. Who is it? Who are you guys?
Never mind.
Just the Bert Show.
Oh, hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. What's up, dude?
See, we all know each other.
Bert used to be on this show.
Bert, do you mind if I talk to Madonna
Leaving
for a minute?
Leaving the meeting.
Oh.
The Bert Show.
Madonna.
Hi, Bert.
Madonna,
are you guys in competition?
Madonna, you mind if I just talk to Bert for a while?
Oh, kids, stop it.
Let him have her.
Thank you, Madonna.
Go right ahead. I'll just step out.
Thank you, Madonna. We love you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Hey, Bert. Take it away.
No.
She's still there. We thought you were gone, Madonna.
You still there, Madonna?
Leaving the meeting.
I love that she said no and then click. That's funny.
Leaving the meeting.
Okay.
You're still there.
Yes.
No, that's not her.
Oh.
I think we're off.
Who's this?
Thank you.
Who's
you
this?
Sound a lot like Madonna.
Well, I want to interview you. Who are you? What are your thoughts on cheese balls? Like Cheetos.
Leaving the meeting.
Oh, great.
That's so funny.
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
This is like a party line.
I bet your name's Nancy. Nancy?
Hello?
Leaving the meeting.
Oh. No, we're not leaving
Liz.
The meeting. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
What's up? It's Kid.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello? Good morning, everybody. It's Steak and Potatoes with Madonna coming up in a minute. I'm Steak.
I'm Potatoes.
We're Steak and Potatoes.
Joining the meeting.
Hi, Madonna. Let's bring in our vegetable, Al.
Hey,
Onion.
Why can't you be broccoli or something?
Hello.
Yeah, I love broccoli.
I think just calling him vegetable is better.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Damn, that was funny.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.